उसे डिक्टेशन फॉर सिंथिया ऑलिवर, CYNTHIAOLIVER, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 5/28/2025, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 9/25/2024, एंड डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 7/13/1959. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation today. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a restrained driver, leading to pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in both shoulders, both hips, and shooting pain to both arms and both legs, and numbness and tingling of the both legs laterally and both arms, involving the thumb on both sides and fourth and fifth toes on both sides, along with headaches which have continued, along with dizziness and lack of focus and loss of equilibrium. Overall, the patient has been improving and undergoing physical therapy and medications. She has been not been wanting to have any injection treatment or surgical treatment. She also do not want all the medications, as she believes to get better without medicine. And she has signed an affidavit that she don't want any Mobic, Flexeril, or Lunesta. Only topical pain relief, Lidoderm, she wanted. At this time, she could not do physical therapy for last 7 days because the transportation issues came up. And other than that, patient is doing better. Her pain level is between 3 and 6, affecting the neck and mid-back, lower back, the right shoulder, and the left shoulder, and the legs. For ADLs are affected 5. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, the substance abuse, and a compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure 122 over 69, pulse 77, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 4/28/2025. Dictation number is not written, but it was dictated. Or you can choose the previous visit than that, which is 0330-008. The plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week at patient request for affecting the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, 2 times a week. And she's off work right now, and hospital replacement and transportation. She is provided a lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief as per her request. We have reviewed the MRIs at this time, and we have informed her that she will benefit with epidural injections, as she has a herniated disc at L2-3 and bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, with 3 or 4 epidural injections to the lumbar. Similarly, she has involvement of the T7 and 8 and T10 and 11 disc herniation. And in the cervical, she has disc herniation of C5-6, C6-7, which may also benefit from epidural injection. If patient provides consent, those will be done. Thank you. They'll be seen in a month's time.